The negative impacts of oil and gas drilling was also discussed at the Capitol yesterday. A group of landowners were there to promote what they call a surface owner's bill of rights. Scott Finn reports.
The recent energy boom has led to more mountaintop removal mining. It's also reviving long simmering tensions between landowners and the people who drill for oil and natural gas. About 24 landowners came to the Capitol to lobby for a surface owner's bill of rights. Nancy Powers of Harrison County says a gas driller promised to maintain her road and give her free natural gas, but tore up her property instead.
From then on, the nightmare began. We currently have 8 wells on our property. If I had known at that period of time what the situation was, we would never stayed within the state. You know, and I can't ask my children to stay in the state if this, you know, if they have no security in the property that they buy.
John Snyder planned to build a house for his children near his home in Roane County.
It was their 100-acre wood, as in Winnie the Pooh's 100-acre wood.
Then a driller took the very same site for a gas well. He says it's ruined now.
Right now, I have 2 kids that probably will not work in this state because of what's happened to their home site. And I'm just not sure we can convince them that we'll find another home site that will be acceptable to them.
The Surface Owner's Bill of Rights would require drillers to contact landowners at least 60 days before they enter their land. It would also require them to negotiate where the roads and gas wells should go. Finally, it would compensate landowners for the actual market value of their land, not its use value. Senator Frank Diem is an oil and gas operator. He says that landowners have legitimate grievances, but he raised questions about some parts of the bill, like providing cheap gas to landowners.
That's asking a little bit much because that would make every driller or producer liable for whatever might happen along that line where they were selling gas to a property owner.
The bill now goes to the Senate Energy and Mining Committee for consideration. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Scott Finn in Charleston.